Hello and welcome to Pounds on the Podcast, or the Weekly NFL Predicting Podcast. This week, predicting week 9 of the 2024 NFL season, the official halfway point. The week started off with a surprise where the lowly Jets were able to upset the Texans 21-13. Now, continuing onward, we have the Cowboys at the Falcons. Now, Deron Bland is out. Trayvon Diggs is questionable. Did not participate in practice. There's some hits to that secondary. Eric Kendricks and Zach Martin are also questionable. Micah Parsons is out. Jordan Phillips is out. Nick Vigil is questionable. For the Falcons, Troy Anderson is questionable. Drew Dolman is questionable, and JT Bertrand is out. Also, Rook Aroro is out, and Chris Lindstrom is questionable. I think the Cowboys have much worse injuries, and the Falcons have been doing really well recently. I think the Falcons are going to win 20-17. Broncos versus Ravens. Broncos have been doing surprisingly well. The Ravens surprisingly aren't undefeated, really. So, for the Broncos, PJ Locke and Dalaron Turner-Yell are out. For the Ravens, Marlon Humphrey is questionable. Brent Urban is out. And Keaton Mitchell is questionable. So, I think this is pretty obvious the Ravens are going to win this. They're just a much better team with a much better quarterback. And so, yeah, Ravens 27-17. Saints-Panthers. I mean, the Saints are 2-6. They've gone 0-6 since week 3. And they were 2-0 at some point. Now they've lost their last 6 games. But they did beat the Panthers before. So that's what I'm going to say. The Saints are going to beat the Panthers 21-13. Dolphins, Bills. This is pretty simple. The Dolphins are out of quarterbacks. They do have, I forgot what his name is, but they have Teddy Bridgewater, I think. And so he's not the worst, but they've lost 2 quarterbacks already. But actually, never mind. They never had Teddy Bridgewater. They had Tyler Huntley. But Tua is back. But the Dolphins are still struggling. So, also Javon Holland is doubtful, and Alex Ingold is questionable. And the Dolphins have just not been doing well at all. Bills have lost Reggie Gilliam this game, and Christian Benford and Amari Cooper are questionable. Curtis Samuel is also questionable. But I just think the Bills, they have much more momentum this season. They've just been doing better, and I think they're just a better team. So the Bills are going to win 24-21. Commanders, Giants. The Giants have been doing terribly. Daniel Jones has not been doing well at all. That contract was a mistake. He had one mediocre season, and they gave him way too much money, and now he's not having a good season. And so, now they're going up against the Commanders, who will be missing Cornelius Lucas. Brian Robinson is also questionable, but of course they have Austin Eckler. So, it's not that much of a loss. But, in all seriousness, I don't know how anyone was like, oh, we should sign Daniel Jones. because, like, he's been doing terribly. And Austin Ekeler, by the way, has been doing really well. He's not getting that many touches, but he's averaged 6.2 yards a carry this year. But back to this game, Jamie Gillian is out, so that's a problem because they are going to be punting a lot. He's their punter. Greg Joseph is out, so that's all their point scoring gone. So, yeah, Daniel Jones is going to throw two interceptions, and the Commanders are going to cruise to an easy win, 34-13. Raiders-Bengals, I think because the Bengals have been, like, kind of having a resurgence, I think the Bengals are actually going to win this game. But it's going to be close, 21-20. Also, but Orlando Brown is doubtful, and T. Higgins is also doubtful, but I think it's still going to be 21-20. Patriots-Titans, this is close. I mean, the Patriots just beat the Jets, who beat the Texans, so, I mean, it's not much, but I think that gives them a little bit of an edge over the terrible Titans, who are 1-6. The Patriots are 2-6. I think the Patriots are going to win this 17-13. Chargers-Browns. I think easily the Chargers. The Chargers just beat the Saints for the first time in 2 decades. And it was the first time the winner wasn't a guy named Drew Brees. So, in 2004... since 2000, the winner is not Drew Brees. In 2004, Drew Brees was quarterback of the Chargers. So the winner, every year since 2000, except for now, was quarterbacked by Drew Brees. So, now Joey Bosa is questionable. They're probably going to want him to play, you know, given that he's their entire defense, essentially. And the Browns have just been doing terribly. They've done nothing to follow up on their amazing season last year. It's because they let go of Joe Flacco and they're going with Deshaun Watson. Anyway, the Chargers are going to win this game 21-13. Bears at Cardinals. I think the Bears have been doing well enough to actually beat the Cardinals. Although Jaquan Brisker is out, Kyler Gordon is questionable, and Braxton Jones and Tevin Jenkins, their tackles are respectively out and questionable. Montez Sweat is also questionable, but did not participate in practice. This is when the injuries really start to build up. Darius Robinson and Jonah Williams are out for the Cardinals. I actually think the Bears can pull this off. Like, some close game, but like 23-21 is not impossible. So, yeah, I think the Bears are going to win 23-21. All right, now, moving on to Jaguars and the Eagles, which, seen by their logo, are going to be throwing it back. Now, the Jaguars suck. They can't beat anyone. And the Eagles aren't having the year they wanted, but it's still a better year than the Jaguars. Also for the Jaguars, Tank Bigsby is questionable, Ezra Cleveland is out, Gabe Davis is questionable, Travis Etienne is questionable, Christian Kirk is out, and Kyle Robinson, Brandon Scherff questionable, Mason Smith out, Brian Thomas Jr. and Andrew Wingard are questionable. The Eagles, Dallas Goedert is out, that's been a problem, Darius Slay is also out, but Jalen Hurts, 3 touchdowns, passing 1 touchdown, rushing 31-14 Eagles. Rams, Seahawks, this is interesting. So for the Rams, Cam Curl is questionable, never liked him anyway. I think he's terrible. Ethan Evans is out with an illness, which is like such bad luck, because Ethan Evans is an amazing punter. He also does kickoffs, because he's very strong. There was a clip of him deadlifting 700 pounds repeatedly. It's amazing. Anyway, Puka Nacua is questionable, but he is, I think, expected to play today. I'm hopeful that he'll play today, but he is expected to come back and play. So, Joe Noteboom is out. The offensive line has been a problem. Jordan and Whittington is questionable. Charles Woods is questionable. Cooper Kupp is fully back, though, I think. For the Seahawks, Noah Fant is out. Ernest Jones is questionable. Man, the Rams traded Ernest Jones. I really liked Ernest Jones. To the Titans, who traded him to the Seahawks. Dang. Again, I liked Ernest Jones. Abram Lucas is out. DK Metcalf is out. And Cameron Young is also out. Okay, DK Metcalf being out eases the pressure on a problematic secondary on the Rams. But the Rams have kind of owned the Seahawks. In 2022, the regular season ended with one of the worst officiated games I've ever seen. And that was between the Rams and the Seahawks, where the refs dragged the Seahawks to the finish. And the Rams were the superior team there. And in 2023, the Rams swept the Seahawks. I think the Rams are still going to beat the Seahawks. They got two wins behind them. Also, in like a common opponent against the Lions, the Seahawks got destroyed. But the Rams did really well, despite being injured. Without injuries, or even if they had just won that coin toss in overtime, they probably would have won. So, I'm definitely expecting the Rams to win this game. I think they are the better team. I think they'll win a close one, but I think it'll be like 23-21. Or, not really. I think it'll be more like 28-27. Something good, though. Lions, Packers. Ooh, this is tough, but I think the Lions are going to pull it out. But Josh Pascal is out. Malcolm Rodriguez is out. Some injuries, but Jair Alexander is questionable. Corey Ballantyne is also questionable. Josh Jacobs is questionable. Jordan Love is questionable. Josh Myers is doubtful. And Evan Williams is out. So, and I think Jordan Love is expected to play, but I still think the Lions are the superior team. And whoever's quarterbacking the Packers, if it's Jordan Love or Malik Willis, I think they're going to be sacked 3 to 4 times. And I think the Lions are going to take it 37-28. Colts, Vikings. I heard the Colts are benching brand new quarterback Anthony Richardson in favor of Joe Flacco. And I think that could be a good move. He hasn't been doing really well, and his 10 starts has one of the lowest completion percentages in the NFL. And Richardson has not been doing terrible, so it completely makes sense why they're putting in Flacco. But I don't think it really improves their chances. The Vikings are tumbling, but I think they still have better potential over the Colts, and I think they will beat the Colts in like a 20-17 game. Monday Night Football. It's the Bucks and the Chiefs. I desperately want the Bucks to win, and I think there's a chance they could, but no, I don't think. I think there's a chance, but I don't think it's happening. Mike Evans and Greg Gaines are out. It's a big hit. Sterling Shepard is questionable. Antoine Winfield is questionable. For the Chiefs, Juju Smith-Schuster is out, but that's really the only notable injury. Unfortunately, I think the Chiefs are going to win their 8th in a row. And I think it's going to be closer than it should be. I think it's going to be like, I don't know, like 28-24, but I think the Chiefs are going to win. Anyway, teams on bye, Steelers 49ers. That's the end of this episode. Hope you enjoyed. You'll hear more of me next episode.